And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And the altars that were on the top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord, did the king beat down, and break them down from thence, and cast the dust of them into the brook Kidron. Because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts, and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God. And he said unto me, Solomon thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. And the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of all the chambers round about, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things. And a third part shall be at the king's house, and a third part at the gate of the foundation. And all the people shall be in the courts of the house of the Lord. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. So the people went forth and brought them, and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And I came to Jerusalem, and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah, in preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house of God. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For in the courts of the Lord's house in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord in the courts of the house of our God, when ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? But they that have gathered it shall eat it, and praise the Lord. And they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. And he said unto them, Defile the house, and fill the courts with the slain. Go ye forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. For they were in three stories, but had not pillars as the pillars of the courts. Therefore the building was straitened more than the lowest and the middlemost from the ground. In the four corners of the court there were courts joined of 40 cubits long and 30 broad. These four corners were of one measure. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts.